Our guest at the cafe this morning is Sandra Miller with the Honey Grove Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to be talking about the Davy Crockett Festival, which is coming up in Honey Grove Saturday, September 28th, and a whole day of activities going on up there. What's the connection of Davy Crockett to Honey Grove? Why a Davy Crockett Festival of all historical figures in Honey Grove?
The legend goes that Davy stopped on his way to the Alamo. Now, his family disputes that. They say he was in the area hunting and later went to the Alamo. But while he was there, he encountered a tree full of bees and honey and wrote a letter home to one of his friends. That friend later moved to the area and organized Honey Grove.
Oh.
So that's our claim to Davy Crockett, part myth, part still discovery, as his family is establishing that, yes, they are related. They don't live in Honey Grove, but they're close to it.
I see. So the letter, I guess, exists.
Yes.
So he stopped somewhere in Northeast Texas and found a honey tree, as Winnie the Pooh would say.
Yes.
So it's near enough.
So
near enough.
Our motto is the sweetest town in Texas.
I was going to ask you about that. I see that on your notes here. The sweetest town in Texas. There's still a lot of honey production in Honey Grove?
At the festival, we will have not one, not two, but a grand total of four different honey companies that are in the area who will be selling honey or honey products.
Uh-huh.
One company makes soap with the honey. So
So the answer is yes.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of honey production in Honey Grove.
Yes.
And what is it about Honey Grove that lends itself to honey production? Do you know? Or you're not an expert, I suppose.
I'm not an expert. We have a very large surrounding agricultural community, so that always encourages.
Right. Well, that's very interesting about Davy Crockett and the honey tree story. So let's talk a little bit about this event, Saturday, September 28th. This is not a new event. This has been going on for a while.
It has. It one time in the mid-60s, it was a multi-day harvest festival.
Mm.
And then somewhere in the 80s, it got renamed for Davy Crockett. Exact dates are still a little fluid. I haven't been energetic enough to go back through all of the records to find out when the Chamber of Commerce took it over. Yeah.
But at least going back 30 years or maybe even 40 years or more. Yeah, so well-established festival. We are talking with Sandra Miller with the Honey Grove Chamber of Commerce and the Davy Crockett Festival. The annual Davy Crockett Festival is Saturday, September 28th. Tell me about some of the events. What are some things that'll bring folks to town?
We kick off with a pancake breakfast at 7 in the morning, and that goes until 9, and then at 9, things really pick up. We have about 35 vendors as of this morning who have signed up to participate, and they will be outside as well as inside our redone library.
Mm-hmm.
The library Civic Center is now referred to as Light A Hall and has been totally updated and remodeled. Mm-hmm. So we'll have vendors inside as well as vendors outside.
Your friend Melinda Allison has been up here to talk to us before, and she's told us about that. I've seen pictures. Beautiful building.
It is a beautiful building, and they're actually utilizing it because it had a second floor that was never accessed before.
Good.
So we'll have the vendors that'll be setting up. The barbecue smell probably won't be overwhelming until closer to 11, but we have a number of barbecue that will be there, including one that's local, and events start. So we have bikers are supposed to have their motorcycles on display. Not too sure whether the tractors are going to show up or not. They don't always come when we expect them. Depends on the weather and activities.
I bet they'll be there. I see you have a watermelon spitting contest. Let me give you some advice. Maybe a watermelon seed spitting contest will be better. How about that?
That's what it should read.
watermelon seed spitting.
Okay, I messed off and left off the seeds.
I would have some fun with you on that.
That's a new event this year. We've never tried that before.
That'll be fun for the kids, without a doubt. I see a mutt strut event that you're having.
Yes. So, dogs in costume, dogs that are just proud of being pretty. And hopefully everybody behaves themselves. Yeah. This is something we've done in the past, and we've not had a problem with it. The vet, as well as PetSmart and Petco, have made contributions, so we have nice baskets for prizes.
Okay, good. Live music, the Zane Dockery Band playing starting at 3 o'clock?
Yes. They're country western, mm-hmm. And in the past we've had acts in between during the day, but we're trying for the evening concert starting at 3 instead of later during the day.
Okay.
So we have two different groups who are going to do cakewalks, and in addition, we have pie sales inside Lyde Hall. So
can't go wrong with homemade pies in Honey Grove or anywhere in Northeast Texas. That's a full day event.
Full day. A bike rodeo for the kids. And again, prizes are bikes.
Sandra Miller is with the Honey Grove Chamber of Commerce and Davy Crockett. The Davy Crockett Festival is Saturday, September 28th. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.